Today is Saturday, October 16th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, yeah, I'm recording on a Saturday. It's a little unusual. But, you know, I'm gonna give you guys a show. I know Kathy Bacon needs to have her beauty sleep. And so, you know, why not? Why not just go ahead and put out a little show? So I told you guys why I didn't record on Thursday. I basically just took care of my mom. And then by the time I got home, there were just things we had to do, and I didn't have time to record. So it is what it is. And then on Friday, so Friday, I also took care of my mom, and I told you guys about that. I went over there, and so after I recorded, Mark and I went for a walk, and then it was, I was doing Weight Watchers, or, you know, during the week I'm doing Weight Watchers, and I finally made it a whole week doing my point system. So, I mean, since we got back from our vacation way in the summer, and you know, I had only gained, I don't know, 7 or 8 pounds in the entire 2 or 3 months. So that was good because I wasn't too far off track because I had lost, I don't know, let's see, 26 pounds or something like that. I had lost quite a lot of weight, and I had only gone up by about 8 pounds from vacation to when I started back trying to do Weight Watchers a few weeks ago. But this last week was the first week that I successfully went back on Weight Watchers. And so I was, last night I decided, okay, I'm going to cook eggs and Canadian bacon. So not regular bacon. Canadian bacon is only 1 point per serving. Eggs are zero, but I only had 5. I know that's a lot, but still, I don't have eggs all the time. I had 5 eggs, and then we normally do it with rice because since I met Mark, you know, he really likes rice, and in the Philippines, they eat rice with almost every meal. And but when we're dieting, we've been trying to eat less, you know, less rice because carbs, starchy, all the good stuff, you know, you shouldn't be eating when you're trying to lose weight. And so we buy this cauliflower rice that I think it's like Jolly Green Giant cauliflower rice or something, because I don't want to process heads of cauliflower. And what I do, though, because it's horrible, they tell you to microwave it for 6 minutes. But it's horrible if you just microwave it and do nothing else. It's totally bland. There's nothing. And it doesn't quite have the texture of rice. So I know rice is bland, but rice has a really nice texture. That's kind of chewy, carby, you know, you enjoy eating it. But cauliflower, not so much. And so, especially when you microwave it. And so normally what I'll do is I will chop up some onions, like really fine, and chop up some garlic. I'll use a little cooking spray. And I'll saute the onions and garlic just in the cooking spray and get it nice and fragrant. And then I'll go ahead and microwave the cauliflower rice. But what I'll do is I will take it out, let it the steam evaporate, you know, because, man, those microwave packages, when you go to open them, they will burn the crap out of your fingers if you're not careful. So I usually leave it in the microwave for 2 or 3 minutes after it's done. And then I'll take off the, you know, open it up. And I'll put it in on top of the sauteing onions and garlic, and then I'll add salt and pepper and all that kind of good stuff. But I'll make kind of a fried rice out of the cauliflower, and I wait until it gets brown. But this time I had made salsa in the Vitamix earlier in the week, and I just did like canned tomatoes, Rotel, which for those of you who I'm sure everybody knows what Rotel, but maybe people in other countries or something. If you're in the U.S., I think you probably know what Rotel is, but it's canned tomatoes with green chilies. So I put a can of that, a can of diced tomatoes, like a half of an onion and some garlic and some lime juice and cilantro in the Vitamix and processed it to make salsa. And I had that left over. So what I did is I put, I don't know, 4 or 5 tablespoons of the salsa in the saute pan and sauteed the tomato, you know, sauteed the salsa basically. And after it heated up and started getting kind of fragrant, I put the cauliflower rice on top of it, and I made kind of a Mexican fried cauliflower rice. I made the eggs. I had Canadian bacon. So my entire dinner was only about 2 points. And Mark had to work. I went down this rabbit hole of watching trumpet videos. So Mark had to work last night, and it was unfortunate because I did not have Mix Minus last night, and so we couldn't go out and do anything because he was working. But we decided we were going to watch a movie, and after he finished his work. But while he was doing his work, I just, you know, was kind of in the living room doing nothing, and so I decided, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and I don't know what got me down, you know, the trumpet rabbit hole, but I just started listening to some of my favorite trumpet players on, you know, videos of my favorite trumpet players on YouTube. So I did that. And then I got so inspired, I came upstairs and practiced for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes. And then by then, Mark was done. And so then he came up and we watched a movie. So, and we had not seen the movie Knives Out, and I wasn't sure because it's kind of a whodunit, but a little bit of a comedy at the same time. It's and I wasn't sure if we would like it or not. And so, but I was like, you know what? We haven't seen it. It's got really good score on Rotten Tomatoes. And so why don't we go ahead and watch it? So we did that. He wanted popcorn. I couldn't have any because it wasn't on my Weight Watchers. But and I wanted to weigh this morning after we walked to see if I lost any weight this week or this past week. And then, you know, Saturday is my cheat day, but I didn't want to cheat Friday night and then weigh in the morning. And so I made popcorn for him because I'm such a nice person. And I used my sugary coating that I bought online. I may have had like 1 or 2 pieces, but, you know, but not a full serving. You know, 1 or 2 pieces that just kind of fell on the floor and I needed to pick them up, basically. And so that was last night. Oh, and I really enjoyed Knives Out. I thought it was really good. I wasn't sure, but by the time we got to the end, the beginning, I was still a little concerned because I don't want to give away too much if you haven't watched it, but at the beginning, you really feel like you know how the crime happened, what it was, who committed it. You feel like you know. And you spend the rest of the movie, like in the first 15 minutes, you're thinking, okay, well, I thought this was a whodunit movie or, you know, whodunit kind of story, but I know exactly what happened. So what are they going to do for the remaining 2 hours? But by the time you get to the end, there are a couple little twists. Although Mark did probably about halfway through, Mark said, oh, I think so-and-so did XYZ. And when we got to the end of the movie, it turned out that Mark was right. Both of us are really good at predicting stories on TV shows and movies. I don't know if it's because we watch so many or what. I said maybe we should both be writers, although maybe we're going to write really predictable things because anyway. So anyway, that's what we did last night. And then today, my parents came over because, well, so we walked in the morning and then came back and I weighed and, you know, all that. I pooped because you got to do that before you weigh. And I took care of that. And then my aunt had come over to take care of my mom and she wanted to see our house. And they also wanted to watch the Arkansas football game. And so I said, well, why don't you guys come over to our house so that Aunt Pam can see the house. And then we decided we were going to eat lunch. And so I said, okay, well, I'll just order pizza. And so I ordered pizza and they came over and we watched the game. And then after they left, and Arkansas lost, wah, wah, even though Arkansas was ranked higher than the team they were playing, and did very well at the beginning of the season, but have lost the past three games that they've played. Arkansas is hit or miss. The same with Ole Miss, which is where I went to college. But it's the SEC, which is a really good, really good region for football. So most of the teams are good. Anyway, so we watched that, visited a little bit with my aunt, and then they left. And then after that, we decided we were going to watch this show called Clickbait on Netflix. So we've been binging that. And we're probably just going to hang around the house this evening and watch another movie now that I can have popcorn, because it's Saturday. And then do our normal Sunday stuff. So Mark is walking Sydney, and so I said, I'm going to go up and record so that I get 5 episodes this week. And so, that's what I'm doing. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good rest of your weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.